and welcome to 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Nuria, and you're listening to my show, Rat Rave. The song you just heard was Reptilia by The Strokes. In case you haven't heard, they won their first Grammy very recently, and so to kind of celebrate that, this week's show is just going to be purely The Strokes. Usually I wouldn't make a show just like one specific artist throughout, but I think this is worth celebrating, and it's kind of exciting. So if you don't know who The Strokes are, or you barely know who they are, well, hopefully I can help enlighten you a little bit and kind of get you in tune with their music. Before I start, I'm gonna do a quick PSA, and then the music will start rolling in.
Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
God, I can't.
Maybe that's a kooky situation.
So let's go back to the old key, old tempo, everything.
Yeah.
Okay, those songs you just heard in chronological order, where the adults are talking, Take It or Leave It, and then Machu Picchu. All by the Strokes, of course. The adults are talking is really taking media by storm right now. It is all over TikTok. It is resurfacing again in all of its greatness and glory. So I'm very excited to kind of hear it, like, become popular again. And it's very nice to see. And Take It or Leave It, of course, is a really good song. And then Machu Picchu. For me, that song passes the vibe check automatically because I'm Peruvian. So, like, the title, you know, really resonates with me. And also, when I was, like, listening to it, I was like, wow, this guitar riff sounds so familiar. Like, where do I know it from? So I started doing some research, and I was looking through Reddit, and I come to find out that it has a striking similarity to Wanna Be Starting Something by Michael Jackson. So that kind of made sense. I was like, oh, okay, like, now I know where I recognize it from. So yeah, and without further ado, here's some more music.
Yeah.
here anymore. This whole time, it's not the truth, it's just a story I tell to you. Easy to say, easy to do, but it's not easy. Well, maybe for you. Hope that you find it, hope that it's good, hope that you read it, think that you should. Cut to some slack as he sits back, sizes you up, plans his attack.
Ah!
Okay, those songs in chronological order were Oblivious, Bad Decisions, Call It Fate, Call It Karma, Ode to the Mets, and Partners in Crime. For anyone who's just joining in on the show right now, I'm playing only The Strokes for this episode because of their Grammy win and to kind of celebrate that. So yeah, here is more music.
Thank you.
Okay, the songs you just heard in chronological order were 1251, Selfless, Under Cover of Darkness, and You're So Right. Before my show ends, I just want to bring attention to something really quick. In case you don't know, there was a shooting in Atlanta that targeted Asian people, and it is absolutely tragic and horrible. This is not something new that's been going on in this country. This has been going on for years, the hate against minorities, especially in the Asian community. That being said, I'm going to tell you guys some organizations and mutual aid groups that you can donate to. The first one is the Asian American Advancing Justice in Atlanta. They're a nonprofit legal advocacy organization dedicated to protecting the civil rights of Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders in Georgia and the Southeast. Another one is Red Canary Song, the only grassroots Chinese massage parlor worker coalition in the U.S. And another one is called Butterfly. It provides support and education to Asian and migrant sex workers, decreases the risk of violence they face each day, and advocates for their human rights and legal rights. And with a quick Google search, you can find many more, but I encourage people to donate, show their support, speak up against any violent or racist attacks. Just please, if you have the privilege and the power, please do it for good and for the better good of everyone else. Before I play the last song of the night, I'm just going to repeat the names of the mutual aid groups and organizations again in case you maybe missed it or didn't hear it clearly enough. The first one I mentioned was Asian Americans Advancing Justice Atlanta. The second one was called Red Canary Song. And the third one was called Butterfly. And again, like I said before, a quick Google search and you'll find a lot of mutual aid groups and organizations that you can donate to help the Asian American community out, because what they're going through right now and what they've been going through is incredibly unfair and no one should have to go through that. Same thing for like all minority groups too. Like America, like this country needs a lot of improvement. And so yeah, on that note, I'm gonna play the last song of the night. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning into my show on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Next week, I don't know what I'm gonna do yet. We'll see. I'll let it be a surprise. I don't know what I'm gonna play yet, but I'll figure that out. So this last song for the night is called Last Night by The Strokes, of course. So yeah, enjoy.
Last night, she said. Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.